The Great I Am, February 10. The Eternal Son. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. In Christ is life, original, unborrowed, underived. He that hath the Son hath life. The divinity of Christ is the believer's assurance of eternal life. All the communion between heaven and the fallen race has been through Christ. It was the Son of God that gave to our first parents the promise of redemption. It was He who revealed Himself to the patriarchs. Adam understood the gospel. Jesus was the light of His people, the light of the world, before He came to earth in the form of humanity. The first gleam of light that pierced the gloom in which sin had wrapped the world came from Christ. And from Him has come every ray of heaven's brightness that has fallen upon the inhabitants of the earth. In the plan of redemption, Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. It was Christ who from the bush on Mount Horeb spoke to Moses, saying, I am that I am, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. This was the pledge of Israel's deliverance. So when He came in the likeness of men, He declared Himself the I Am. The child of Bethlehem, the meek and lowly Savior, is God manifest in the flesh. This unconscious babe was the promised seed, to whom the first altar at the gate of Eden pointed. This was Shiloh, the peace-giver. This was He whom seers had long foretold. He was the desire of all nations, the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And to us He says, I am the good shepherd. I am the living bread. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the assurance of every promise. I am, be not afraid. God with us is the surety of our deliverance from sin.